Last week we had the privilege of having Ian and Aaron McClay with us to just kind of acknowledge you could meet with them, and they shared with several families this Wednesday about their mission, but we've invited them to join us this morning to share about what God is doing in their lives through Global Frontier Missions, and so I want them to come up and kind of share about this, and these appear to be both on this time, so we had a little technical glitch with that. Would you welcome Ian and Aaron as they come and share this morning?
Hi guys, thanks for having us here today. So as Pastor Terry mentioned earlier, my name is Ian McClay. I'm actually originally from Wisconsin. Prior to this, I had worked with Youth with a Mission for about 2 years, which is an interdenominational international missions organization. And that was kind of where I was at. I had worked with my church's youth group for a couple of years as well, and that was all leading up to here, working with Global Frontier Missions. And
yeah. And I'm Aaron McClay, formerly Aaron Evans, and I grew up in this church and was baptized in this church, and my family moved me away when I was 15 and made me go to Wisconsin, but all part of God's plan. My parents are Ellen Evans, Floyd Evans. They attend this church weekly. I graduated from Olivet Nazarene University in 2014 with a degree in ministerial missions, and Ian and I have now been married 9 months, so we're here now. We've made it that far. So we are currently in Clarkston, Atlanta, Georgia, working with Global Frontier Missions. Global Frontier Missions is a training organization that specifies in training people to go work with unreached people groups in the 1040 window, and we have a slide for that, Deanna, if you want to go to the next one. So the 1040 window is the purple bar there. It's 1040 represents the latitude, 10 and 40, and that is where the most unreached people are in the world, and that just means that they have either not heard the gospel, don't understand the gospel for themselves, don't have the truth of Jesus Christ in their lives. There's many other religions that take over that area. So it is Global Frontier Mission's goal to reach those people who are unreached for Christ. And they have taken advantage of globalization because of that. The nations are coming to us. So one of those key places is Atlanta. A lot of refugees and internationals have now moved to the Atlanta area. So Global Frontier Missions has taken full advantage of that and are training up ministers and missionaries to go out. You can see on the slide that Clarkston is right outside the perimeter of Atlanta, so that's where we live. And we work with people there as well as in Atlanta.
So there's another slide, I think just after that one. Okay. So that's our mission statement, our personal one. You've heard a little bit about Global Frontier Missions and what they do, and we fall under that, but we also have our own looking into the future here, and it's to utilize the diversity found in global cities to equip and commission Christ followers of East Asia to reach the unreached for Christ. Basically, when you boil it down, it's essentially we're really hoping to work with internationals to train them up and to send them into these places that we as Americans would have a hard time going in there without having to be there for a while to establish ourselves as being credible sources. This whole strategy was developed. I mean, it was all prayerfully done and all that. But the general idea behind it is me as an American going into some village in the mountains in northeast India, you know, it takes years for you to build up credibility as just a foreigner, because they're like, why is he here? What's going on? So you have to wait a couple of years to actually share and gain any credibility. And even once you do that, there are cultural and linguistic barriers that kind of get in the way. And so something that God's really laid on our hearts is, well, there's churches that, like, there are Christians within some of these nations, and so we need to go out and find them or make Christians wherever we're at and equip them to go out and disciple and to plant churches where they go so that they can serve their communities, so that they can reach the unreached in these areas that Aaron pointed out to you before. So one of the ways that that looks like really practically, just where we're at in Atlanta, I have Bible study small group that I do with. We have a lot of Burmese people where we live. There's many different cultures. There's Iraqi, there's Burmese, there's Nepali, Sudanese. It goes on and on. But in particular, I've been working with these Burmese youth. And so it's this small group Bible study that we get together. You know, we read over God's word together. We challenge each other. We build each other up. We hold each other accountable, etc. just kind of building that community in hopes of them eventually going out and starting their own and kind of permeating the community. But anyway, I was having this conversation with them because prior to this, this group of guys had kind of struggled a little bit with some apathy here and there, and so we were having trouble really kind of getting answers out of them as far as, you know, well, how do you feel about this? What do you think about this, et cetera? And so the drive within their personal spiritual life wasn't all there quite yet. But as we prayed through it and as we were working with them, they started to get more and more excited about it. One of the things that God had prodded me to ask them was, you know, what is the passion, what is the calling that you feel like God has laid on your heart for your life? And I said to them, you know, you got to pray this over, you got to think this over. This isn't an immediate answer thing, obviously. So it took a couple weeks, but eventually one of the oldest guys in the group, he said to me, hey, I have an answer to your question. I was like, yeah, sure, go for it. And like, let me know, what is it? And he said, I want to be discipled to know how to disciple others. So everything in me was like, yes, this is wonderful, this is great, because these are the people that we're looking for, people that want to learn how to share their faith best, to go out and then share their faith with others and start these other communities. So looking forward to the future. I'm really looking forward to training him and his friends up to go out and do the same thing. So, yeah.
So in Atlanta, Ian and I work with a program called English as a Second Language, ESL, and we help with facilitate a high-level English class, which is really easy because everyone's fluent. They just want to practice, so it's really fun. So we just hang out with all these internationals and speak English with them. But through this group, I met two women from Asia who are believers who wanted to start a Bible study. And through this Bible study, they started becoming more outward focused. And we decided that it would be a good idea to invite another girl from ESL who's from China to come to our Bible study as well, who's not a believer. And these two believers were very excited to invite her. And she came and was getting really interested. And it got to the point where I'm like, I think that we need to share the gospel with her. And so my believing friend said, I think you should do it because we think it makes more sense in English. And I was like, okay. So I took my friend a coffee and I said, so you've really been seeming to enjoy Bible study. And I just wanted to know if you wanted to know like the whole story of why we need Jesus and all of this. And she said, yes, I want to know the whole story beginning to end. And I was like, great, that's easy. So the Lord set that up and did the best I could to give her from the fall of man to now and creation to now and all of that. And she had never heard the gospel before, so it was such a privilege to be able to share this with her. And I said, so what do you think of that? And she said, I think that is so good. And I think the difference between Christians and other people is that Christians serve their God because they love him, where other people serve a God because they fear it. And I was like, you can just preach to me because you seem to get it. So she's been really engaging in Bible study and doing some studies on her own with her family. And so we think that she is really, really close to coming into the kingdom, if not already there. But I meet with her often. And it was just such a privilege to share the gospel with someone who's from a country that missionaries can't go into under the status of a missionary. So it's a fairly closed country. And I got to share the gospel with her here. And it was just such a privilege and a blessing from the Lord to be able to do that.
For the record, we'd love to show pictures of the friends that we have made along the way, but there are a lot of them that, be it because of family or government or whatever, it would be putting them at danger to really kind of put those out there on the internet or anything like that. So we unfortunately can't show that. But anyways, we'd love to, but yeah. But so looking forward to the future, as Aaron mentioned prior to this, this is a training organization. So we're here with Global Frontier Missions in Atlanta for a year. The end of this year, we're essentially done. We'll probably still be living there because that's where our apartment's at and all that. But looking to the future, we really feel called to Hong Kong, which is also a major global city. That's actually within the 1040 window Aaron showed before. Deanna, do you think you could go back to the 1041? Yeah, there we go. So it's if you're looking at, it's South China, so right as far east as you can go, kind of south by, man, it's tough to point out. I wish I would have drawn a circle around it, my bad. Anyway, so it's roughly in that area, right center, right there. So The idea behind what we want to do there is we really want to send people out that are directly from that region to those areas, you know, further into China, into the Philippines, into Indonesia, India, Nepal, Mongolia, etc. And so we're really looking forward to taking the strategy, and you can go to that picture of Hong Kong now, sorry, that was the wrong order. Anyway, so we're really looking forward to taking the heart and the strategy of what God's laid on our heart to do in Atlanta and kind of bringing it with us to Hong Kong. And it may look a little different in a few of the little methods and all that, but just because you can't transplant exact ministries, but we're really excited to get to do that work in Hong Kong.
Thank you so much for having us and listening. We'll be in the back after if you would like to come visit with us or have any questions.
Oh yeah. These are in the back. You can take as many as you like. They have a couple photos and all that. So.
Kidding. I'm just messing with you. Yeah, they've got some great things to share with you. And I'm wanting to just kind of in terms of follow up. How can we partner with you? I mean, I think are there ways that we can kind of engage with what you're doing there in Atlanta and how you're moving forward? Share with us the ways we can engage your ministry.
Yeah, so Ian and I are looking for a team of people to prayerfully support us whenever you feel led to pray for us and to advocate for us, and we would send you specific requests with that. We are also looking for a team of people to join us in a monthly financial supporting role. We want people who desire to see the kingdom advanced through the ministry that God is doing in Atlanta and around the world as well. So if you feel led to support us through prayer or finances in that way and see the kingdom advance and be a part of what God is doing, we would love to have you on our team.
I want to add one more quick thing, too. We had a conversation with Aaron's mom, I think, was it last night? I don't know, last night or something. And we were just talking about the fact that, you know, that there are many internationals that have made their way, even all the way out to Flint and Flushing, Michigan, and right into this area. You know, people that are either here short-term for studies or business or whatever. And so we want to challenge you and encourage you to go out and any of those people that you have come into contact with to invest in those relationships and to really pour into them and to get the chance to present them with the gospel, because there's a fairly good chance that they haven't heard it fully within the context of how they would really grasp it and know that it's personal to them and not just an American thing, you know?
Yeah. That's really good. That's really good. So maybe God has tugged on your heart today of monthly support or a one-time gift or something to help these kids. They have stepped out. They have potential to go do anything and everything. Incredibly gifted. And yet they've given their lives to go tell the story of Jesus to people who don't know. And it gives me hope. I mentioned first service that I woke up this morning seeing glimpses of news out of Orlando this morning. So I haven't even been able to read about it yet, but it sounds incredibly tragic. And you read about the political nature in which we live in, and it seems like our world is just falling apart. And then I look at these guys and I go, there is so much hope. There's so much hope. And they're on the front line sharing that hope, and it makes me excited and honored to be a part of it. So see them after service. You can get one of these cards that will kind of guide you in some prayer. You can give them your email address, and they'll send you regular updates. And if you feel inclined, if you have the capability of blessing them financially, I know God will honor your gift. Would you join me in praying for them right now? God, I want to thank you so much for this young couple. I want to thank you, God, for their calling, because their calling predates their relationship, their marriage, their journey now. You have set this stage up. And as we talk about your will and trying to seek and understand it, I see it unfolding right before us with this couple. I thank you that you've given both of them a passion and a desire to see the kingdom advanced. I thank you for guiding them to this point and leading them to Global Frontier Missions. And I pray, God, that you would bless this organization as they train and equip young missionaries and old missionaries to go out and to make a difference. I pray, Father, for the relationships that they are forming and how you are going to use them not only for today, but you're going to use them for tomorrow in the days ahead to build an incredible harvest. So I pray for your blessing and your anointing to keep them safe. I pray your blessing in their life to provide for them financially. And I ask, God, that you'd be in this young marriage with all the pressures and all the temptations and all the struggles that are in front of them, as well as all the great joys and blessings. I pray, God, that you'd just be in their relationship with one another. We thank you for them, and we're humbled by them, and we're encouraged by them. And I ask, God, now that you would direct our paths to response and obedience to how we may partner with them, whether it's through prayer or finances or any other way that you also provide for us. So, God, again, we thank you for your goodness, and I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Would you thank them again for coming and sharing? Great job, you guys. Incredible, incredible story of what God can do when you put yourself in a place of desiring to see Him work in and through you. So exciting. So don't leave today before having the opportunity to see Aaron or Ian at the Welcome Center, okay?